San Francisco police are seeking to determine whether the slaying of a transgender victim found naked near the Interstate 280 freeway is somehow linked to reports of a nude woman seen walking on the same freeway 2 hours later, authorities said. Lynch said it appeared the victim had been in the process of becoming a woman. Psychopath. Should have been in a back ward in a straitjacket for years, howling on major medication. Then they go into, she said, transgender victims of hate crime, extremely violent killing, are frequently left partially clothed or completely nude. It's making a statement and humiliating a victim. Blah, 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 blah. I am so beyond fed up with freaks. I live in Freak City. You know, I don't mind freaks. I used to go to Ringling Brothers when I was a little kid, and the freak show was my favorite part of the circus. I didn't go to the Mock'em. I like to see the one-breasted man. I like to see the mustached woman. But when I wake up as an adult and I find out that they're actually all Democrats today, passing themselves off as normal, I'm sorry. Someone's got to say this is a freak show timeout. And what's this sympathy, constant sympathy, for sexually confused people? Why should we have constant sympathy for people who are freaks in every society? I didn't say hurt the freaks. I didn't say do anything to the freaks. But you're never going to make me respect the freak. I don't want to respect the freak. The freak ought to be glad that they're allowed to walk around without begging for something. You know, I'm sick and tired of the whole country begging, bending over backwards for the junkie, the freak, the pervert, the illegal immigrant. All of them are better than everybody else. Sick. Everything's upside down.